The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
We've had our fair share of odd candidates for the local and European elections. People from what Pat Rabbit called the fruitcake end of the spectrum. But when it comes to cookiness, we've nothing on the European Parliament. Eddie Wax of Politico has been chronicling some of the more colourful candidates, and he joins us now. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning.
We may not have time to chronicle all 23, but let's have a look at some of them. And we might start with a 25-year-old influencer. Tell me about him in Cyprus.
Yes, Phidias Panayiotou surprised everyone by getting elected. He's most famous on YouTube, where he has millions of views for basically vlogging about his life. He goes around the world, he does stunts, he meets celebrities. He really is very, very popular on YouTube. And he actually, I think, came third in Cyprus, so he'll be elected. I'm not sure he's part of any political party, but he'll be coming to the European Parliament.
And one of his videos is, "I forced Elon Musk to hug me."
Yeah, he's famous for a lot of these stunts. Another of his videos is, "I lived in the airport for 7 days for free." He sort of takes on these challenges and makes very slick videos about them.
Now, tell me about the Butcher of Thrace.
Well, I gave her that title. Maybe it sounds a bit, she sounds a bit more menacing than she is, or actually maybe not. I mean, she's a 76-year-old butcher from Alexandropolos in northern Greece. So that's in Thrace. And there's literally no photos of her available online. But she got elected for a kind of nationalist party called Greek Solution. And she's basically a local celebrity. So she didn't need to campaign, didn't do any interviews. There was no photos of her. But she basically easily won a seat for this party called Greek Solution. So, yeah, very strange.
Let's go to an Italian teacher who once appeared in court with her arms and legs in shackles.
Yes, this is Ilaria Salis. She's actually quite a famous person now because, you know, she was accused of beating up sort of neo-Nazi protesters in Hungary. And it caused a diplomatic incident when she was arrested and appeared in court kind of manacled. And there was a whole kind of incident between Italy and Hungary about her conditions. But she is basically in prison. Well, she has been, and now she's been released from prison, given that she's become an MEP.
Now, it's nothing new that a convicted felon would seek election, because Donald Trump is just that, and he's seeking the highest office in the world, I suppose. But we go to Lithuania for such a candidate.
Yes, this is a very well-known guy in Lithuania. He's called Petras Gražulis. And last year he was impeached by the Lithuanian parliament for voting on behalf of another MP who wasn't even there. But he's basically built an entire career on basically homophobic stunts. And, you know, even the state broadcaster describes him as one of the most colourful politicians in Lithuania, who has built his reputation, you know, doing things against the LGBTQI kind of community. And he was banned from office for 10 years. Apparently that doesn't apply to the EU elections. But he's already facing prosecution for making homophobic comments.
Now, tell me about the man who celebrated his victory as an MEP in an Albanian prison.
Yes, Freddy Baleri. He celebrated his election, as you said, in an Albanian prison. He was elected the mayor of this Albanian coastal town just days after being arrested for vote buying and was sentenced to 2 years in prison. I mean, this isn't actually wouldn't be the first Greek MEP who, you know, has been an MEP from prison, because actually for the whole last mandate, we had someone who was pretty much behind bars, who was from a sort of neo-Nazi party. So, you know, there is form for this.
Now, I mentioned the fruitcake end of the spectrum, and, you know, it might be hard to really allocate fruitcake to some of these people, but the goddess of body shaming.
Yeah, I mean, we did give these people rather over-the-top titles. This is Aphrodite Latinopoulou, and everyone will know Aphrodite is the goddess of beauty. But this new MEP actually got kicked out of Greece's ruling New Democracy Party for body shaming an overweight television presenter. But then she then kind of used that and became part of a different party. She wants to ban gay people from working in education.
And we also have a Bulgarian pop star who's made it.
Yeah, this is a really interesting one. He's known as Itso Hazarta. He's kind of a hip hop artist, And his music has kind of become the background to a lot of anti-corruption protests around Bulgaria. He has really cool music videos. I don't understand them myself, but my Bulgarian colleagues know them. And, you know, in one of these videos that I watch, you know, he goes around kind of zapping corrupt people. And it's called I Have a Guy. And it kind of talks about the corrupt state system and how, you know, you always have a guy on the inside. And he goes around and sort of zaps these people, vaporizing different corrupt parts of the Bulgarian state system.
Now, going to Germany, and we've a motorcycling grandma by the name of Marie Agnes Strack-Zimmermann.
Yes, so she was the lead candidate for the German Liberals, who didn't do particularly well in these elections. They're in the German government. She's a very, very outspoken person. That's kind of her whole personality, is just she just says what she thinks. But sometimes she goes quite far. She said that the German Chancellor Olaf Scholz has almost autistic traits on the campaign trail, and she has a passion for motorbikes, and she's kind of a cool grandma figure.
Now, all these candidates, and there are many of them who have many characteristics, but they kind of mimic things that happen in the real world. We have Manuela Ripa, who was shocked at allegations made against her. What were those allegations?
That was from our sister publication in Germany, Die Welt, who reported that she kind of passed on documents, confidential documents from European Parliament negotiations, because she was already an MEP last time, to a steel company. But there's also been questions about whether she's been harassing her staff. She denies them, and she also denies, any wrongdoing from what Die Welt reported on as well.
And there's a guy, you describe him as a family guy, Helmut Göcking.
Yeah, he's interesting. I mean, there's a kind of political party in the European Parliament, which is the European Christian Political Movement. So he's from a very, very small party called the Family Party. But the strange thing about them is that this year, just before the elections, he kind of stepped down from the parliament. But it turned out only for a few months, and his son replaced him because his son happened to be the next person on the list. So he automatically replaced his father. But then the elections came around and the father stood again. So it's kind of going from father to son to father. There's a particular seat in the European Parliament.
Well, we had a candidate in the local elections whose first name was Baby. And we had the great headline in our newspapers, Baby and Son, brackets age 24, elected to the local councils. So there you are, okay. Baby and 24-year-old son. And finally, Eddie, the EU Trump. Who is that?
That is a Danish MEP who was only narrowly re-elected, called Anders Vistesen, from the Danish People's Party. He's a far-right MEP, and he got quite a lot of profile in Brussels, actually, because he was put forward as the chief debater for the far-right. So he took on people like Ursula von der Leyen, the commission chief, and he even told her during one of the election debates that she should be fired, a bit like Donald Trump style, and that he said that he would fire 10,000 EU civil servants if he became president of the commission. But, of course, that's never going to happen.
So based on all of these, and probably a few more, it sounds like the new parliament, whether they are getting together in Brussels or in Strasbourg, might be a more colourful affair than the last.
That would be a hard thing to do. It would be a hard achievement. But I think, certainly with these 23, they're going to be in for a particularly wild and wacky time.
Okay. Sounds, as I say, all human life is there and will be there in the new parliament. Eddie Wax from Politico, thank you very much for joining us on the line.
Thank you very much, Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.